Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas with us tonight. Congressman, you have won your re-election bid. Tell me about your bid, first of all, to go for another 2 years in Congress representing the 3rd District.
Looks like by almost nearly a 3-to-1 margin, or my constituents have given me a chance to represent the nice, compact 32-county 3rd Congressional District for another time in the nation's capital. I appreciate that. And now, Ron, with the numbers that are rolling in, it looks like I get to be a part of the majority in the coming new session of Congress, and that means a lot more responsibilities, challenges, but also opportunities as an Oklahoma member of the United States House Agriculture Committee.
History in the making with you being the first chairman of the House Ag Committee from the state of Oklahoma.
Very true, Ron, and I get to be a chairman, have the opportunity, I should say, subject to the steering committee's final decision in December, in a term when we'll write the next farm bill. The 2012 farm bill is what lies ahead of us. That will come in my tenure as chairman. We'll have a tighter budget. We've got a lot of new faces out there that are very focused on saving money, but bottom line remains, the 3rd District is a huge component of agriculture. I live agriculture. That's my background. That's my education. I look forward to the opportunity and the challenges. Let's put a farm bill together that has that Oklahoma perspective in it.
Congressman Peterson, likely to win re-election as well. He had indicated to another reporter in the last day or so that if he is indeed ranking member, he's willing to work with you closely.
Exactly. The House Agriculture Committee, the United States House Agriculture Committee, has historically been one of the most bipartisan, nonpartisan committees. I mean, when you represent rural America, production ag, whether there's an R or a D by your name, there's a limited number of us, and we have to work together and fight very hard to make things happen. Just as for the last 2 years, I've been the ranking member to a Chairman Peterson. Now he'll be a ranking member for my chairmanship. We'll work together. We'll make it happen. The bottom line, as always, is how do you make sure that farmers and ranchers not only have a chance to just survive, but to thrive? And that's what I want to do, is to try to create a farm bill, even in this difficult circumstance, where we can thrive out in the countryside.
A lot fewer dollars probably than 08, right?
A lot fewer dollars. One of the biggest issues that basically I will hope has been decided by tonight's election is the concept of the fixed annual payments, the direct payments. I'm a proponent of that. I believe you have to write a farm bill that will work in all of the United States. Not everybody measures their soil in feet, as you and I have discussed before. Not everywhere does it rain when it's supposed to. We need a farm bill that works for everybody. Those direct payments, which, by the way, are the most WTO-compliant part of the existing farm bill, are critically important in our region of the country and, I think, in much of the country.
As you think about, you know, taking this chairmanship on, what are your greatest hopes? What do you really want to see accomplished over the next couple of years?
Well, we start the farm bill process all over again in the spring with the hearings. But as we work through 2011, I think oversight is going to be a very important thing. There's the GPSA rule out there at USDA. There's the dust particulate rules, the dust rules. There's the spray rules. There's a variety of things at EPA that potentially can torment both economically and in a practical sense farmers and ranchers. I want to use the oversight process this first coming year to not only prepare for the next farm bill, but to say to the administration, stop doing things that are contrary to federal law, that do not make scientific sense, and or are economically detrimental to production agriculture in rural America. We're going to have a busy year coming up, Ron, but it'll be a good year.
Peterson also had indicated he was on your side as far as calling these guys before the committee.
Exactly. Colin represents an agricultural district in western Minnesota. He's a very strong proponent of conservation. He'll be a good guy to work with. He's had a tough time as chairman under Speaker Pelosi dealing with a variety of issues. Those very same issues that took the Democrat majority in the United States House to being the minority, a national health care, a global warming, all of those kind of things, those very same issues now we need to finish addressing with this administration, and I think we can, and I think we can do it in a bipartisan way as we build towards that 2012 Farm Bill.